It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is all about finding your perfect spot for a getaway. We're all ready to get back out and about, and our state parks offer the best options for outdoor activities, from hiking to fishing to camping to golfing and even learning more about history. There's something for everyone. Take a solo trip or one with the family. My guest today has the answer for our stay-at-home blues because we're all ready to get back out there. And later on the show, I'll share steps for creating a playlist for whatever your plans are for the summer. Hiking, relaxing by the lake, or maybe a road trip with the family. And you know, those road trip playlists may be a little more tricky than selecting songs just for yourself. But I have ideas to make it easier. And throughout the show, the music you hear are songs from friends who have shared a favorite song to help me build my summer playlist. And I know you'll love some of them too. My guest today is Kim Hatcher. She's been promoting Georgia State Parks and Historic Sites since 1993. And she works with reporters and travel writers and folks like me, but she also manages the park's social media accounts and serves as a spokesperson for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. She's a busy lady, but she took the time to come on and help us sort out which parks we want to visit this summer. And she's also a Georgia native, and she and her husband, of course, what do they like to do? Go hiking, camping, and exploring Georgia's great outdoors. Kim and I had a chance to sit down and talk about the parks with a lot of detail to get us ready to say, let's go. So let's take a listen to my conversation with Kim. Kim, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back because you are one of my favorite guests. And of course, what we're about to talk about is one of my favorite topics as well, because we're talking about the favorite places around the state, the Georgia State Parks.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's nice to hear.
Because it's outdoor time. I mean, the weather when it's not raining is at least warming up. But, you know, the good thing about, you know, about the rain and the sunny days is that it also allows us to get out and see all of the greenery that comes from, you know, all the rain that we've been getting. So let's talk about the state parks. But I'd really like to know, how many parks are there? And can you tell us a little bit about the acreage and how many sites and just things like that about the parks?
Sure. Well, the Georgia State Park System is operated by the Department of Natural Resources, and so we've got 64 state parks and state historic sites. And the good thing about it is we cover more than 84,000 acres. Wow. So there are so many places to get out and get fresh air, get some exercise, just, you know, work your body, soothe your mind. You know, I tell people that nature nurtures, and so we really have a lot to offer within the park system.
Well, yeah, because I think a lot of times people think that state park, that means, okay, there might be some water there, but it's more for fishing, and I can do a lot of hiking on the trails, but the state parks here in Georgia offer other things as well.
Yeah, we definitely have a wide variety. We have a lot of trails, of course, for hiking, and some of them are very easy. You could take kids with you easily. We have ADA trails. Some of them are more difficult, challenging, long-distance hiking trails, so everything that you want there. You can go biking on some of our trails. We have swimming beaches on several lakes. We have boat ramps and fishing. We have camping and cabins, golf courses. There's really a wide variety of things that you can do in the in the state parks.
Now, are the trails marked so I can, you know, kind of know if this one might be a little too much for me, or, you know, advanced trails?
They'll show you the distances, and in many cases we have descriptions of them. You can look around online, and they're it's called blazed. You know, if you're used to hiking, you know that you follow blazes, which are colored either paint marks or chips that are on the trees as you go along. So we definitely tell people, stay on the trail, follow the blazes, and you'll be fine.
And you'll be fine. Now, you also mentioned the, you know, the water sites where, you know, where you have beaches and things.
Like Lake Lanier, Lake Allatoona, we have Clarks Hill Lake, Tulo. So we have a lot of swimming beaches.
Yeah, Lake Lanier is up by us, and we love to go to Lake Lanier.
Yeah, yeah. We have a state park on the north end of Lake Lanier called Don Carter, and people like that beach.
Because you can also put your boat in as well. I mean, it's great for fishing, so that's really a great opportunity to take the whole family, and everybody can do a little something.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot to do. We, especially during this summer, when we've seen a lot of people camping, new people camping, and even during the week, many of our campgrounds are quite busy. So people are certainly taking this opportunity to get outside.
Well, absolutely. That's the thing we want everyone to do. And we've kind of been cooped up inside, so we're ready for our little outdoor adventure. But now let's talk a little bit about the museums, because some of the state parks also have museums.
That's true. Yeah, we have several state historic sites. So Dahlonega Gold Museum is a good example. A lot of people think that the gold rush started in California, but it actually started here in Georgia. So you can learn all about that. And in fact, their museum was renovated a couple of years ago. So if any listeners have not been in a while, now would be a good time to go. There's also a fairly new historic site in Northeast Georgia called Hardman Farm. Ooh. And have you ever been driving around in the Salty and Nacoochee area and you've seen that Indian mound that has the white gazebo and the black and white cows all around it?
No, I don't think I have seen that. No.
It's near Helen. And so for a lot of people, it's a landmark. And some people don't even notice that there's this beautiful big house across the street and a really large barn. And a lot of history there. And in fact, Anna Ruby was a real person. She lived in that house. And a lot of people have heard of Anna Ruby Falls. Mm-hmm. So there's an interesting connection there as well.
Well, that sounds like one I'll put on my list for, you know, my adventures this spring and summer, for sure. But now, Are the museums open?
Well, they just recently, the museums opened. Yes, they just very recently they opened. We've been very careful in maintaining social distancing. Our visitor centers and the park offices, they will open on weekdays at the end of June, the very end of June. So we've been definitely putting safety as a priority. We're encouraging social distancing. We're making sure that parks don't fill over capacity. So we definitely want to make sure everybody's safe.
Well, that's a good thing, too. So thank you guys for doing that, because we want to come out and have fun for sure. Now, what about playgrounds? Since you were mentioning some of those things, what about playgrounds, pools, and splash pads? Are those open?
So we have decided to keep those closed. So there were only a few splash pads and swimming pools within the park system, actually. But so the beaches are open. People can swim at the beaches, but the playgrounds have been closed as well. Yeah, but our campgrounds are open. Our cabins are open to be rented. Even our yurts are open to be rented. If somebody doesn't have camping equipment, but they don't quite want to rent a cabin, yurts are a really nice combination between the two.
You've talked about the yurts before, and I still, Kim, have not come and tried one of the yurts. So I'm going to pick that on my list as well as something I need to do this spring or this summer.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. We call them glamping. And so they're these round canvas and wooden structures that have locking doors, and there's furniture inside, futons inside. But on the outside is a picnic table and a grill. And you can have s'mores, you can cook out, so it's kind of like your own little campsite. And a lot of them have really pretty views and back porches. I really like the yurts that are at Tupelo State Park, which is in Northeast Georgia. They're just kind of nicely spaced throughout the woods, very pretty. Fort Yargo has some yurts that have back porches, and you can sit there and have your coffee and look at the lake. So those are an affordable way to stay overnight within the parks.
Well, it sounds great. And we need to stop right here and take a quick break. But when we come back, I want to finish talking about some of the accommodations, because you did mention cabins. So I want to talk about those as well. So we'll be back in a moment. Now, that's not all. We'll take a break here. And when we come back, I'll continue my conversation with Kim. And here's my first playlist song from my dear friend, Shelly Webb. Check out more about Shelly at her Facebook page, Social Web. Now the song is It's Good to Be Alive by Imelda May. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Oh my God, it's